On November 2023, Ilya Sutskever, the chief scientist of OpenAI, sends a 52-page memo to the board. He sends it via disappearing email because he's terrified it will leak. Page one, Sam Altman shows, quote, a consistent pattern of lying. That memo brings down the most powerful CEO in AI. And under oath 2 years later, Ilya admitted screenshots and allegations that came as evidence all came from one person. It wasn't a lawyer, it was not even a board member. He said, I fully believed the information that Mira was giving me. Mira Murati, the same person the board named CEO within hours of firing Sam. Now, it was only 72 hours later that Sam was back, and somehow so was she. And when she left a year later to start her own $12 billion company, Sam's public statement of her, he calls her instrumental. Mira Murati was at the center of one of the most dramatic corporate coups in tech history, and she's a quiet superpower in the AI race. I believe this woman is absolutely brilliant, but she's also incredibly mysterious. So I'm going to take you back to the beginning. Hello and welcome back to In the Blink of AI, your front row seat to the AI revolution. If you're a regular listener, you'll know I love interviewing real AI leaders, the people building and shaping technology of the future. And that's not going anywhere. But today I'm really excited to be launching something new alongside it. It's called AI Icons. And here's the idea. So the people reshaping tech and business and their stories genuinely are way more entertaining than anything coming out of Hollywood. Like the stories about Elon Musk and Sam Altman and Mira Murati, the names that you might hear thrown around, I feel like people should be sharing their story more, the whole story. And I just couldn't wait, so I decided that I would do it on In the Blink of AI, and every AI Icon episode is no more than 30 minutes. I cover everything, their background, their breakthroughs, definitely their controversies, the good, the bad, the ugly, but only the facts. I'm only sharing information that has been proven. I don't put any spin on the ball, but at the end of every episode, I will give you my two cents on what I believe made this person an AI icon. And is that something that the rest of us can replicate? I'm so excited. Let's get into it.
You're listening to a Day1.fm show.
Founders scale faster on Deel. Set up payroll for any country in minutes, hire anyone anywhere, get visas handled fast, and get back to building. Visit deel.com/day1. That's deel.com/day1.
So the first person for this series I wanted to explore is Mira Murati. She's a huge figure in AI. Admittedly, I am a fan. And for 72 hours in November 2023, she was the CEO of the most important artificial intelligence company in the world. She has also raised the most significant amount of capital for a seed stage startup in history by a long shot. And there's so much mystery around her. So let's unpack that. In 2005, she graduates with an international baccalaureate, heads to the US for a dual degree program, a Bachelor of Mathematics from Colby College in Maine, and a Bachelor of Mechanical Engineering from Dartmouth in New Hampshire. So let's not mince words. This woman is technical. She has technical horsepower. I think when we read what happens next in the future for her, we might gloss over the fact that first and foremost, Mira is a math and engineering talent. In between Colby and Dartmouth in 2011, she lands a summit analyst internship at Goldman Sachs in Tokyo. She's only 21, and in the space of a decade has gone from post-communist Albania, country still kind of finding its feet after decades of isolation, to one of the most prestigious banking floors in Japan. After she graduates, she joins Zodiac Aerospace as an advanced concepts engineer. My immediate thought was, oh, she's into the world of startups. But this is actually one of the oldest aerospace companies in the world. And when she joined, they already had 100 sites globally. But I do get the sense that she's looking for something big. And she hasn't quite found it yet. So she leaves Zodiac for what I would argue is her hero journey. Florae, Albania, December 1988. If you don't know where that is, think of the heel of Italy's boot. She's basically born to the right of that. You could catch a ferry and get across from Italy, across the Adriatic Sea, and that's where you'd find Albania. Now, the country's still under one of the most isolated communist regimes in the world, more isolated than North Korea now, and her parents were both literature teachers. Now, in communist Albania, humanities were a bit wild, wild west, because history could be rewritten by the party, but mathematics is neutral territory, no propaganda. And Mira Marati was very, very good at math. Like Lindsay Lohan and Mean Girls, the limit does not exist good. She said, growing up in Albania during the shift from communism to capitalism, education was everything. In a place where everything was uncertain, I gravitated towards science and truth. Boredom was a motivator to explore the frontiers of everything. So at 16, she lands a scholarship at Pearson College on Vancouver Island in Canada. This is a prestigious two-year pre-university boarding school, 4-hour drive from Seattle. And the program brings together students from all over the world, 80 countries in one place. So imagine going from this isolated country people can't even find on a map to being surrounded by the best of the best in the whole world. Mira Marati joined Tesla as a senior product manager on the Model X program. In 2013, Tesla was Elon Musk's moonshot, a scrappy Silicon Valley upstart that had just launched the Model S. They had managed to convince the world that electric cars could actually be cool, and they were dead set on proving that clean energy and cutting-edge technology aren't necessarily mutually exclusive. I remember at the time, real rev heads loved Tesla because they could reach 0 to 100 kilometers an hour in 4.4 seconds. A reviewer at the time said that that rush of off-the-line acceleration that buries you in the headrest is happening in ways that gas power cars can't. So Tesla were hot, the Model S won Motor Trend Car of the Year, and Mira was in charge of the Model X. So the Model X had, in my opinion, freaking cool doors. They were called Falcon Wing doors, and if you can't see me gesturing wildly, they hinge upwards like a bird of prey. Mira was only 24 at the time, and Elon was in his peak visionary genius status. So the following year, Tesla started leaning into autopilot, which is foundational hardware like auto steer, traffic aware cruise control, auto parking, like many of the technologies that now we take for granted, but was genuinely mind-blowing for a millennial like me that had to learn all of that stuff with my own brain before and pass driving tests without it. So Mira's product management responsibilities directly intersected with contributing to the implementation of autopilot across Tesla's vehicle programs. She said, "My time at Tesla was certainly a very formative moment, going through the whole experience of design and deployment of a whole vehicle." So she was extremely experienced in product lifecycle at a really prestigious tech company. But at a time where we might be thinking, wow, she's really made it. Like, she can settle in there. She actually decided to leave. The company she left Tesla for was the startup Leap Motion, and she joined as VP of Product and Engineering. Now, any business owners or startup operators listening might be familiar with this kind of educated risk, leaving a successful and safe role for a potentially risky one for either more responsibility or more ownership or potentially a financially exciting exit. And Leap Motion did sound cool. They made hand tracking hardware. So if you think of those famous Tom Cruise scenes from Minority Report or Tony Stark in his laboratory, gesture computing, and again, my arms, with your hands to make things move. In 2016, that could have been exciting, but they actually were 3 years after their successful raise, and frankly, the hype was starting to wear off. One issue was the product itself. There was something called gorilla arm syndrome. And basically, anyone who's been to a bar class will know that holding your arms in the air for any amount of time genuinely is exhausting. We don't have any quotes from Mira about this period in her career, but I reckon she saw the writing on the wall that this is not ready for mass audience. She could be realizing, like, shit, this tech is never gonna work. And so she moves into the chapter that made her a household name and makes her famous. She joins OpenAI. Oof, okay, it's 2018. Mira Murati has joined what at the time was a completely researched non-profit OpenAI as the VP of Applied AI and Partnerships. This is what she said at the time. There's not going to be a more important technology that we will build than generative AI. And about the CEO, Sam Altman, she said, Sam is a visionary. He has great ambition and he's built an amazing company where we have a strong partnership. But the company was only 40 people. They had no products and it was just researchers that no one outside of very small AI circles had even heard of. The year she joined, OpenAI released GPT-1, which was a huge moment that none of us, for the most part, had heard of or were aware of, but it was a turning point for AI as an industry. This was a groundbreaking language model with 117 million parameters capable of generating diverse texts. Sound familiar? In the following years, they released GPT-2, GPT-3, DALL-E image generation, Codex for developers, and Mira Murati became the CTO. She oversaw research, product, and safety, and something she said at the time was signaling something I wish I was aware of. She said, "We're working on something that will change everything. It will change the way we work, the way we interact with one another, and the way we think. Really, all aspects of life." I don't think I would have believed her, actually, if I heard it. But most people weren't aware of how huge generative AI was and could be. AI was a concept that was thrown around like, I don't know, the metaverse, NFTs, Web3, blockchain. Like, I remember these things coming and going, and I remember when AI was brought up as a concept, we were like, cool, yeah, let me know when it's, you know, actually changing my life. But when Mira was CTO of OpenAI, the most famous AI model in existence was shared with the world. GPT 3.5 and ChatGPT, for me, will make her forever the driving force for one of the most consequential technologies brought to existence. And if you think that's exciting, well, you might want to sit down, because the next 5 minutes and what happened next is genuinely like stranger than fiction. This is like Hollywood to me. It's the moment that Mira did become like a household name for every single person in tech and business in the world. So are you sitting?
Founder scale faster on Deel. Set up payroll for any country in minutes, hire anyone anywhere, and get visas handled fast so you stay focused on scaling. Deel takes care of onboarding, HR, IT, EOR, benefits, and compliance so your team can grow without borders. It's why more than 40,000 fast-growing companies trust Deel to move fast. Visit deel.com/day1. That's deel.com/day1.
Friday, November 17th, 2023, the OpenAI board posts on their website, "The board no longer has confidence in his ability to continue leading OpenAI." They're talking about Sam Altman, the co-founder, the CEO, the most famous person in AI, is fired, effective immediately. And he found out via Google Meet 5 minutes before the rest of the world did. And Mira Murati is named the interim CEO within hours. Now, we just heard Mira say publicly, Sam is a visionary. But privately, she told the board something different. She said, "I don't feel comfortable with Sam leading us to AGI." And here's how it all happened. OpenAI had three co-founders, Sam Altman as CEO, Greg Brockman as president, and Ilya Sutskever as the chief scientist. Ilya orchestrated the whole thing, and Mira helped him build the case. Sutskever called board member Helen Toner and suggested she speak to Mira. Mira shared stories of Altman's allegedly toxic management style, and it all escalated from there. Slack screenshots, internal messages, documented incidents, all compiled into a now famous 52-page memo, which was sent to the board. The opening line of that email was from Ilya, "Sam exhibits a consistent pattern of lying and pitting his execs against one another." And Mira took the job. She held the company together for 72 hours as interim CEO, and during those 72 hours, Ilya publicly posted, "I deeply regret my participation in the board's actions," and had this spectacular backflip, and Mira said nothing publicly. But she and Sam were texting each other behind the scenes. At 2:30 a.m. on Monday morning, Sam says, "Can you indicate directionally good or bad? Satya and others are anxious." That's the Microsoft CEO. "Mira, directionally very bad. Sam, this is very bad." She also said, "They want a new CEO in place." And minutes later, "The new CEO is Rando Twitch guy. They don't want you." I mean, Hollywood, where are you? This is crazy. She then tells him that she hopes Satya Nadella, Microsoft CEO, can help undo it. But when Sam starts trying to rally employees, she warns him, they don't care if everyone quits. But they did care. 700 OpenAI employees signed a letter demanding Sam come back. And Mira signed it too. The person that helped catalyze his removal was in the letter demanding his return. So, two theories as to why, and this is just on the internet, public lexicon. One is she either expected the receipts would fire him and that would be the end of it, or she thought it would trigger a reprimand or a governance review, but they wouldn't get rid of him and he was always the best CEO for the business. But when she saw this like employee revolt, perhaps she didn't want to be the one burnt at the stake for it. Either way, Sam did come back, and almost exactly a year to that day, Mira resigned. when Sutskever was brought under oath for the Musk versus Altman trial, which only wrapped last month, he was asked where the allegations in this 52-page memo came from. And he said, Mira Murati. His words, exactly. I fully believed the information that Mira was giving me, but in hindsight, I realised that I didn't know. She was the only one at OpenAI that was trusted across every faction. She knew the research, she knew the product, she knew the people. She publicly had never taken sides. She was seen as a safe pair of hands, which made her the perfect person to approach as the interim CEO when the board did pull the trigger. But there are these outstanding questions we still don't have answers to. Did Mira initiate this, or did Ilya come to her? How much did she know he would do with this information? Did she expect a firing could happen? Or like something way less dramatic? And this kind of ambiguity to me makes her such a fascinating figure in AI today. When she exited in September 2024, she was really graceful. I want to create the time and space to do my own exploration, she said. There's never an ideal time to step away from a place one cherishes, yet this moment feels right. And Sam's response, it's hard to overstate how much Mira has meant to OpenAI. I most of all feel personal gratitude for her support and love during all the hard times. Hard times? Like when she... What, you know what, whatever, that's fine. They love each other, let's move on. So Thinking Machines Lab launched in February 2025. She has made it very clear that this is a contrast to OpenAI, because OpenAI bets on scale. Like they're doing the classic scaling hypothesis law, where more data and more compute repeat until you reach superintelligence or AGI. Whereas Thinking Machines is focused on interoperability, transparency, human-AI collaboration. And in Mira's own words, we're building Thinking Machines Lab to make AI systems more widely understood, more customizable, and generally capable. 5 months after she launched, she raised $2 billion for her seed round. This is the largest seed round in Silicon Valley history, but not just the largest, it's 570 times larger than the average, which is 3.5 million with an M. With that, you know, surge of confidence, she recruited aggressively from OpenAI. Barrett Zoff, the former VP of research, came on as her co-founder and CTO. But unfortunately, it kind of got complicated there. Their first product, Tinker, launched in October 2025. It's an API for fine-tuning AI models for specific industries. And, you know, it's not the cost of a traditional training infrastructure. But like, people weren't that impressed. They were like, oh, a fine-tuning tool, great. I mean, you're 14 months in, you've got $2 billion in the bank, you've got the brightest minds of AI. I can kind of see why investors were nervous. Then in January 2026, Mira announced the company had parted ways with Barrett Zoff, and he returned to OpenAI. He wasn't the only one. Luke Metz, also part of the senior leadership of Thinking Labs, also went back to OpenAI. And then Meta came in with a $1 billion offer for the company. It looks like a classic acqui-hire, because when Mira declined, Meta just hired 7 of the founding members anyway. So roughly half of the founding technical leadership was gone within weeks. Of the original 5 co-founders, only John Schulman and Mira remain. So here's a potential counter-argument to this, you know, potentially negative headline. Mira has a track record of knowing when to leave a sinking ship. She left Tesla, she left OpenAI, before things got ugly, she turned down Meta. Maybe she knows something we don't. And last month, May 2026, Thinking Machines dropped something genuinely interesting. TML, Interaction, Small. I mean, what is with these AI companies and their terrible names? But instead of the classic back and forth that we do with AI models, this model processes audio, video, and text simultaneously in real time. 0.4 seconds, which is apparently roughly the speed that we have an actual human conversation, and it's significantly better than OpenAI and Google's comparable models. Bet she loves that. But the honest reception is, though it's like impressive architecture and the demos look great, these benchmarks are self-reported. So we don't have independently verified receipts yet. But guys, it's only been a month. And you know, I wouldn't bank against Mira at this point. She could just be getting started. So guys, let's bring it home. This is a woman who has been at the forefront of technology revolutions her entire career. From Leap Motion to Tesla to OpenAI to Thinking Machines Lab, where she raised the largest seed round in Silicon Valley history. What I get from this story is her bravery. Like, genuinely, she is not riding coattails of other tech geniuses around her. She left Tesla for OpenAI when that was a risk. And then she walked away from a C-suite role at the most powerful AI company in the world to back herself and her vision for what AI should look like. She's Albanian, she's a woman in a field that is still predominantly male, and she has consistently made educated, high risk, but high conviction bets at every stage. Now, I won't lie, I am a little worried about Thinking Machines. The talent exodus, and there's still the question marks around the benchmarks of their latest offering. But anyone who has launched a business knows that the odds are not in our favor. The willingness to try, the willingness to be innovative is so powerful. So, which of my four G's, grown up, genius, gravitas, or just good timing, explains Mira Murati's AI icon status? For me, it's by far grown up. Without question. The board of OpenAI trusted her with the company in its most chaotic 48 hours in history. She doesn't have a personal brand. She's not on X running her mouth. She's letting the work do the talking. She's calm, she's collected, and even in the most high stakes, chaotic times, and when Mark Zuckerberg's coming along asking to hire her company, she confidently says no. I do not think this is the last we will hear from Mira Murati, and I hope you have loved the first ever episode of AI Icons. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to read more about Mira, my source list is in the notes below, but these are my three favorite sources. Fortune, October 2025, Meet Mira Murati, the 36-year-old tech prodigy. Decrypt, November 2025, Inside the Deposition that showed OpenAI nearly destroyed itself. And the classic Ilya Sutskever deposition transcript from the Musk vs. Altman legal case. 365 pages of sworn testimony with Mira as the central character. You've got to read it, guys. Fascinating. Hollywood, I hope you're listening. Thank you so much for listening to In the Blink of AI. If you want to go deeper on anything we've spoken about today, I write a weekly Substack called Attention is All I Need. Yes, it's hilarious. It's a pun. And essentially, I go into AI rants, tech news, events I'm going to, and more. It's bite-sized, and I hear it's awesome. The link is in the show notes below.